Yeah, hold on, here we go. Okay. Now.
I stuck my head in the sand and cut my face to hell. There was nothing, nothing but my life unanswered. The truth has died, and the world you wanted to find. There was nothing, nothing but the unforgiven.
What you gonna do for me? What you gonna do for me? What you gonna do for me? What you gonna do?
Destroy all you see. Turn to the world, change everything.
Everybody, I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock Rookies. Today's episode is for Sunday, November the 28th, 2010. That's right, once again, I did not have a live show due to work, so this is a show just for you for the week of, but I should be reminding you that if you do manage to catch this by Sunday or Monday, I am doing a live show this week on the 30th, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic, because in the studio with me is going to be Sensation Drive, and then later on, I'm going to be having an amazing phone interview with the lead singer of Israel's premier Iron Maiden tribute band entitled The Prowler. So that's going to be an awesome show, so don't forget to check that one out. If you miss it, again, you'll have to wait a few days and it will be up on Sunday. But this week's episode is going to be fantastic because all the songs are absolutely amazing from every kind of style, from metal to punk to progressive to just plain old garage band rock and roll, and it's going to be amazing. We start off right there with Seven Dust and the song Disease off the album Seasons. I just absolutely love the introduction to that song with the
now.
Oh, it's a great way to start off the show. There's only one way to do it, and another great way to start off a show is with the Angry Southern Gentleman. This is Redneck Gigolo.
Let's get to work!
We'll be right back.
come, I blow it all on me. I ain't nothing but a smart ass, drinking from an empty glass. I'm as crazy as a tree. Watch your harass. With an easy part.
Don't you know nothing good happens after midnight? You see, the night before, I couldn't get my hands off her. Yeah, I wanted to drink her up, her body burned like fire. And I knew I couldn't take it. Just like that, I was hypnotized. I sit back, I roll fast, well, thinking of you.
And the song The Brightest Green, a pop punk band from Phoenix, Arizona. That was a lot of good, fantastic stuff. I really enjoyed that song, and what's really funny is the person who actually introduced me to the band, and that would be Marnina Herman, the girl who usually introduces me to the crazy power metal that we're going to be hearing on later in the show, because I am very excited to announce that for the first time ever on Rock for Rookies, we're going to be listening to Fintroll, a band I've never played, and they're just freaking weird, but I had to give you a taste of them because they are so awesome. Right before Ann Arbor, we heard OK Go and the song Do What You Want. OK Go. Good music? Yes. Better music videos? Absolutely. I wish I could show them to you. And you know what? I am going to try and make a real point of that because they put out the most amazing videos. I'm going to try and put more of them up as the links. If you're on the Rock Rookies page, just scroll down a bit. I have my favorite music videos of the week are usually up right then. Of course, we started things off with Angry Southern Gentleman and the song Redneck Gigolo. Not a stranger to Rock for Rookies, but it's one of my favorite songs that I use to open up episodes that I know are going to be fantastic. So what do we have for you coming up? So we mentioned that we have the Fintroll coming up. We have some Union Underground, some White Stripes, some Zebrahead, some McQueen, all-girls alternative rock band that I've not played in a really long time. But I'm also excited because I'll be playing some stuff off the brand new Finger 11 Moment, Everything Becomes Electric or something like that, or It's All Electric Now. I'll get to the name when I get to the song. But again, the whole album is awesome. We have to move on with the music right now to a band called Anne Berlin from Florida. They are an alternative rock band. They've sold a bit over about 700,000 records with five studio albums to their name so far, and their fourth album finally got themselves their very first chart charted song. It popped into the Billboards at number 13. It was called Feel Good Drag, and I think it's a very good opportunity to see a band, or at least to hear a band that you have never heard before. So again, and this is funny, this was also given to me by Marnina, so maybe her taste in music are finally changing just a tiny bit. No more Sonata Arctica, no more power metal and symphonic metal. Let's go a little alternative rock. Here we go. This is Feel Good Drag.
She said, and we can stay for a while. My boyfriend's gone, we can just pretend. Looks that need no introduction. Now who's the greatest? Your trap I seem to reply. Tell me, darling, where do we begin? Tired of someone, our eyes wonderful hell. Prayers that need no answer now. I'm tired of who I am. You were my greatest mistake. I fell in love with your sin, your little sin.
Was this over before it ever began? Your kiss, your calls, your crunch, like the devil's got your hands. This was over before it ever began. Your lips, your
And that right there was The Hippos and the song So Lonely. The Hippos, one of the first ska punk bands, one of the first pop punk style bands that I ever did get into, was actually on the list that Svika Jakobic, the lead singer of Bloodshot Eyes, gave to me back when we were in the army together. Also, my favorite song was Lost It from the soundtrack to the movie 100 Girls, one of the funniest movies. I love it. I watch it all the time if I can. Great movie. Lots of nudity, though, so be careful with that one. Don't watch it with your kids or your parents, I guess.
Run to ground. come to this. Things have never been so swell. I have never found a well.
That right there was Nirvana and the song You Know You're Right. What's the matter? You never heard of that song before? That's because it was a single, a unreleased single that was put out with the Nirvana Greatest Hits album. Also something that I recently got my hands on, but though I pretty much realized what I was going to get there. Their hits and some of the stuff off of their Unplugged album, so I was okay with it. But this unreleased single was a real find for me, and I really, really enjoyed it. We should get more new Nirvana songs. What's going on with that? Seriously. All they should do is find themselves, you know, seriously. Dave Grohl should put that side project he's been doing. I believe we started off the block with the Foo Fighters. Yeah, that's not going to make it big anyway. They should just get back together with the bassist and find the new singer. Everything should be good. Anyway, right before that, we heard Blink-182 in the song Every Time I Look For You off the album Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. What the hell is going on with Blink-182? I don't even have like a future time frame for this new album that is supposed to come out, but I am waiting for it so much. And of course, we started off the block with Enough Space, Foo Fighters, The Color and the Shape, but good find for me from the Greatest Hits album. Now, I'm about to play a little bit of Spiderbait. What? Who the hell is Spiderbait? Spiderbait, like an alternative indie, you know, they just kind of use a lot of effects on the voice. I don't really care about the band so much, but what I do care is the song that they're covering here, and that is the song Ghost Riders in the Sky. I don't think I've ever heard of a song being covered as much as this song has. One of the biggest people to cover it, though, was most likely Johnny Cash. He did an amazing rendition of it. A band called The Outlaws did a cover of it. But I decided to take Spider-Man's cover because it's the rockiest version. They did this for the movie Ghost Rider, which was a god-awful movie. Hopefully you will all agree with me on that. But what I didn't know was Ghost Rider, the comic book character, the flaming skull on a motorcycle, was actually inspired by this very song. And as a comic book junkie myself, when you get to mix the rock and the comic books, nothing better than that. Here we go, Ghost Riders in the Sky. I'll see you guys in part two.
Let's ride.
A Day to Remember, that was them holding it down for the underground. That was the song, at least, off the album Homesick from 2008. A Day to Remember actually have put out a new album like a month ago entitled Separating Me From You, which is awesome. Now, speaking of another album that was put out that I missed, was Seven Dust. Seven Dust released an album, something cold something, I can't remember, but they put it out in April, and I don't know how it went. It was right off the radar. I have no idea that it happened. There are a lot of bands like that. There's just no fanfare about the album. You're like, why isn't anybody talking about it? Was it a bad album? Why did I miss it? So I'm going to find out. I'm hopefully going to get my hands on the new Day to Remember, as well as the Seven Dust album that I missed. Their last one, I think, was entitled Eight. Some Roman numeral. I'm missing it now at this point. But we do have to get right on with the music because we don't have a lot of time. Because I don't have a lot of time. So here's a band that I always love playing in Rock Forkies. And truthfully, nobody ever complains about it when I do. This is Zebrahead and the song Someday.
Yeah. For just to play my worries away, you're all the things I've got to remember. Shying away, I'll be coming for you anyway. Take on me. Take me on while we go.
That was Northern Kings and the song Take On Me, their cover of I don't know if they approve of me saying it like that. They're probably like, I don't know. They were all gay. Whatever. Okay, moving on. Right before that, we heard Dropkick Murphys and the song The Warriors. Chords, a little bit of Scottish rock right there for you. No, that makes no sense whatsoever. That was Irish. Irish. I screwed that up one so badly. But of course, we started things off with Zebrahead and the song Someday. Now, we're moving on to a song that I'm going to dedicate to me, Maximum Mike, because, you know, it kind of has nothing to do with me other than it shares kind of the same word as where I'm from. The Union Underground are a new metal slash industrial metal rock band that put out one album in 2001 entitled An Education in Rebellion. They also put out a self-titled album, simply entitled Underground. I'm pretty sure it's the same album, just reissued once they got signed to a huge label. They put out the one album, and that pretty much sums up their illustrious career. I think they eventually put out a live album, if that matters whatsoever, but I don't really think it does. But if you want to know anything about what they're doing nowadays, Patrick Hennison, the lead singer, is working with a band called Heaven Below. One of them, Josh Mamella, who was the drummer, became a born-again Christian. Brian Scott started another band called Cult to Follow. But John Moyer, you might actually know because he's currently playing bass for Disturbed. So let's check out a little bit of the Union Underground. This is the song South Texas Death Ride, dedicated to me.
I forget your She was 16 and 6 feet tall in a crowd of teenagers coming out of the zoo. She stumbled, started to slip and fall, teeter-tottered on the diaper pad and leather shoes. I happened to catch her and said, maybe these ruby shoes are a little cumbersome for you. Maybe for you. But not as shaky as I must have seen, talking junk through a giggle, little teenage dream. And on the phone I could not compete, my dumb luck, fake confidence was getting weak. And for a sec I thought I sounded sweet, but sure enough in a gruff, faint voice I heard myself speak.
little punk rock right there from 1993. That was The Offspring off the album Ignition. Kick him when he's down. I never ever get tired of The Offspring. Though I don't sure that they don't actually hold one of those like coveted spots on my iPod, but I keep a folder specifically set for whenever I want to put The Offspring on. It's all of my favorite songs, so it's always ready to just like pop right back into the old iPodder. Podster, man. And the White Stripes are a band that I always like, oh, I want to feel all artsy-fartsy, and sometimes it won't work out, but sometimes I just want to hear somebody crooning. That's what Jack White does for me. I love the White Stripes, and that was a song, A Martyr for My Love for You. An excellent song by the White Stripes, and of course we started things off with The Union Underground and South Texas Dead. Right now, we're moving on to the last block of the show, or at least the end of part two coming up. So what does it have to do? We're going to finally be listening to a little bit of the new Finger 11 off the album Life Turns Electric, which is a really weird name for an album because I'm not really sure what the connection is to Finger 11. Now, I went back to some of their older stuff and it's very, very dark. And then if you keep moving forward, then you get to Them Versus Me Versus You and you get to hear, you know, like Paralyzer when they really hit it big. But this new album, Life Turns Electric, it's kind of poppy, poppier than it's ever been before. Some of it's danceable and some of it's just rocking. I want to at least give you a chance to make your own decision. Form your own opinions about it. Let's check it out. This is the first track off the album. This is Any Moment Now.
We were so lost, we were so wasted. Destined to be so underrated. We were so cynical, so we fainted. We're amused by the way we played that. So come and all slack here. I'm not what you think I am. And I'm losing my head. Just running out.
And that right there was Finntroll and the song Trollhammerin. Oh man, they're awesome. Finnish symphonic-y, crazy, weird metal band right there. I don't feel like they deserve... I mean, they shouldn't be a part of anybody else's genre, so they've become the Finnish-y, crazy, symphonic-y, weird band. That's what I've named them, so that's what they're called. Right before that, we heard McQueen. By the way, Finntroll have been in Israel, so if you missed that one, sucks for you! Right before that, we heard McQueen and the song Running Out of Things to Say. McQueen, a all-female alternative rock band, who... in essence, rock. Haven't been able to get my hands on their full albums. Only two or three songs here and there. But as far as I know, they only have one album out. But if I'm wrong, please indeed let me know. And of course, we start off the block with the new Finger 11 stuff. That was Any Moment Now. But we have reached the end of this week's episode of Rock for Rookies. I'm going to go down the list of different ways that you can contact me if you have songs that you would like to hear in the future. So let's start it off. First of all, of course, you can friend me on Facebook, Maximum Mike. You can follow me on Twitter, Rock for Rookies. You can send me an email, maximum@rockforrookies.com. All of these are fantastic ways to get in touch with me. Or, of course, you can call me during the live show, which is coming up this Tuesday night, November 30th. We will have Sensation Drive. And, of course, Yochai, the lead singer of the Prowlers, will also be phoning in to talk about the upcoming Prowlers show during Hanukkah. I've had a fantastic time. I am Maximum Mike. This has been Rock Freakies. And remember, if the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty. Speaking of naughty, let's finish off the show right. This is Syriana and the song The Other Side. Peace.